गीता 1.17 काश्यश्च परमेश्वासः शिखंडी च महारथः दृष्टद्युम्नो विराटश्च सात्विकश्चापराजितः। सो हियर द वॉरियर्स ऑन द साइड ऑफ द पांडवास आर बीइंग लिस्टेड फॉर अ सेकेंड टाइम, although not exactly the same warriors' names are replicated, but more or less similar are the names. First, the names were listed when Duryodhana was comparing the relative strengths of the two sides, and now it is when the warriors are blowing their conches. So, first Bhishma blew his conchal, and then other Kaurava warriors blew. And then the scene shifted from the 14th verse onwards to the Pandava warriors. And here, after describing the Pandavas who blew their conchals, the verse 15 described Krishna and Arjuna blowing their conchals. Verse 16 described Yudhishthira and Nakul and Sahadev. Of course, 15th verse also described Bhima. And so now it is going on to the other warriors. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. So Parameshvasaha, the great archer, the king of Kashi. Now, in those times, often the kings, if they were especially kings of famous kingdoms, they would be known primarily by the kingdom, and the individual name was often subordinated to the kingdom's name. So, in some places, the names will be emphasized. For example, the king of Madri, king of Madras, so Shalya. But sometimes he's referred to just as the Madra king. So like that here, rather than giving the specific name, Kashyascha, he's described as the king of Kashi, and his Parameshvasaha, his skill is described as being extremely powerful archer. Now, the Parameshwar here is not a literal superlative. It is not that he was the greatest archer. It is generic superlative. The greatest archer we know was Arjuna, and there were others also like Bhishma, Drona, Karna who were powerful, and Shalya king was, and the Kashya king was definitely not in their league. But still, he was a formidable warrior in his own right. And so Parameshwar is more of a generic superlative than a specific superlative. And that means he was, as compared to the general level of warriors, he was extraordinary. But because the Kurukshetra war involved an assembly of many extraordinary warriors, so within that he may not have been super. He may not have been Parameshwar, but he was otherwise extraordinary. And Shikhandi cha Maharatha. Shikhandi, as we know, was another of the sons of Drupada. He had been born as a female Shikhandini and had been converted into a male, and he was destined to be the cause of the death of Bhishma. He was actually the damsel Amba who had reincarnated, feeling that she had been ruined in her previous life by Bhishma, and he wanted to take revenge. Shikhandi wanted to take revenge. Shikhandi cha Maharatha. So Shikhandi also blew his conch shell. And along with that, Rushtadyumna Viratascha. So Rushtadyumna, of course, was the commander of the Pandavas, and he's actually the first warrior mentioned on the Kauravas, on the Pandava side in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Tava Shishyena Dhimata. Drupada Putrena Tava Shishyena. And Duryodhana starts speaking. He's the first warrior that he refers to. And Rishtyumna has been destined to be called the cause of the death of Drona. So Drishtadyumna Virat is true. Virat was, of course, an elderly monarch. He was also a Maharatha. He was also the commander of one of the divisions of the Pandavas. And Satyaki Chaparajitaha. Satyaki, as we discussed earlier, was a student of, disciple of Bhima and also a student of Arjuna. And Satyaki fought heroically on many occasions, even defeating Duryodhana at one particular point in a narrow fight. And also, he especially assisted Arjuna on the 14th day when Arjuna penetrated into the Kaurava rank in order to revenge the death of Abhimanyu by killing Jayadrath. Now, Chaparajitaha. So, this word is a compound word and it's Sandhi Vigraha. It can be separated into two words and accordingly the meanings will vary. So, Chaparajitaha. That is how it is translated by Srila Prabhupada. Aparajitaha is undefeated. So, he was a formidable warrior, Satyaki, and he had a reputation of being undefeatable. That is indicated by Cha Aparajitaha. The other Sandhi Vigraha could be Chapa Rajitaha. Rajitaha means to be decorated. Chapa is bow. So he was decorated by a bow. In different vocations, what is considered decoration will vary. Generally, we think of ornaments and things like that as decorations. They are true, especially for people who are dressing themselves for artistic beauty or aesthetic beauty in a particular conventional sense. But now, if somebody is skilled in a particular field, then normally that person's tools of that expert skill are considered to be the decorations. So, if you see a champion batsman, say, then generally that batsman will be seen with a bat. And that bat would be like the decoration of that batsman. If a champion golfer is there, often that golfer will be depicted with a golf stick. A champion chess player will be maybe shown in front of a chess board. So like that, a great warrior is considered decorated when he is with the paraphernalia for his, which is used for decoration, which is used by him for in his particular skill, expertise, area of expertise. So, for Satyaki, Chaparajitaha, the bow is his decoration. And this way, the Pandava warriors responded to the challenge which the Kauravas had issued by blowing their conch shells. They also responded by blowing their conch shells again. So, in one sense, every Kshatriya's blowing of a conch shell indicated his personality, his virility, his vigor to engage in a battle of skills, battle of strengths, wherein, as they say in games, let the better man prevail. So they were signaling the start of a competition, of a confrontation, and they were actually celebrating this beginning by blowing their conscience. Thank you.